Jennifer Shockley grew up in semi-rural Texas in the 1970s and 80s, surrounded by farms, horses, and her small family.
I have one younger sister. She's 2.5 years younger than I am. My parents are convinced that both of us wish we were only children.
When she left her beloved sister for college,
I started out as a pre-med student, and then I realized that I really didn't want to work that hard.
So she switched her major.
My parents at the time were like, "What do you want to do that for? There's no future in wildlife and fisheries."
But upon graduation, she couldn't quite commit to a real job, so she signed up for the Peace Corps. And her parents said,
"What do you want to go into Peace Corps for? There's no future in that."
But Shockley took her fisheries skills to rural Cameroon in West Africa.
Peace Corps volunteers went to South America and became politically aware. And they went to Asia and they became spiritually aware. And they went to Africa and they became drunk.
Sometimes unintentionally. While working, Shockley's task was to help people build fish ponds by hand. One morning, after a light breakfast, she went looking for a good site to dig a pond with her Cameroonian community partner. On the way, he showed her his distillery and offered her a glass of cassava whiskey.
And, of course, this is before I learned that you don't necessarily have to drink everything that's offered to you right away. And so I tried it, and it tasted abysmal. I mean, it was just absolutely horrible. But I couldn't say that. I had to, you know, tell him how nice it was, and it was wonderful. And we sat down in the shade of the shed, and I gamely kept drinking until I had finished this, you know, half a highball glass full of hot whiskey, at which point I was very clearly intoxicated, was afraid I was going to vomit, and decided that this was not a good day to continue looking for a good fish pond site.
Her friend offered her some every time she saw him, and she couldn't say no. She started working with him in the afternoons. After 2 years in the Peace Corps, Shockley traveled and worked abroad, unsure of what to do next.
And I didn't want a real job.
So she became a fisheries observer based in Unalaska. She didn't intend to stay here. After 8 years working with an observer company, she wanted to get back to one of her great loves, wildlife.
So my idea at the time was to go back to Texas and be a game warden, but it's really tough to get into the Game Warden Academy there. And I thought, hey, if I get some experience first, some law enforcement experience, I'll be a better candidate to get into the Game Warden Academy.
But instead, she stayed here to manage the wildlife of Unalaska. One of her duties at the Department of Public Safety is writing the police blotter. She chronicles everything from drunken brawls and concerns over dead foxes to ghost hauntings and vampire bicyclists. Her witty remarks even caught the attention of the LA Times. But after all of this, what's next?
You know, it's funny that you should ask me that, because just half an hour ago, I got a call from a literary agent who wants me to write a book.
One agent wants a version of her memoirs. Shockley says she would focus on her great loves, travel and food. Another agent wants a book-length comedy about police work here on the Rock. She's not sure she could do that. Sometimes, inexplicably, people in Unalaska just aren't that funny.
I don't know. The weather, full moon, lack of a full moon, the fact that you can't see the moon. Gravitational pull of the Bering Sea is so strong that people's sense of humor got sucked out with the tide.
Shockley herself will not be sucked out of here anytime soon. She thinks about other places she can go, places with warm weather and airports that have flights to more than one large city. But in the meantime, she's happy, so long as the town can keep a hold on its sense of humor. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.